And it's good to be back with you again. What is it you're always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! Right now, go get the storybook you have been making, and we will do a quick review. Boys and girls, you have learned some valuable life lessons from the things God said in the Bible. Look at the first page of your storybook. You learned that God created the heaven and the earth in 6 days.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
On day number one, He made the day and night. Daytime was created when God said, "Let there be light." On day number two, the Lord God made the sky, with waters above and with waters below, and in the middle it was dry.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Day number three, He made dry land appear. He gathered the waters into one place, and grass and trees appeared. On day number four, He made the heavenly lights, the greater one to rule the day,
and the lesser to rule the night. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
On day number five, He made the fish and birds, and great sea creatures of the deep God made with just His word. On day number six, He made the creatures of the earth.
But man was made in the image of God. From the dust God gave him birth. One, two, three, go! In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
On the seventh day, when all was done, God rested from the work He'd done. "It's all very good," we heard Him speak. "Now tell me what you've done this week."
"Well, not very much."
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
There was the sun, the moon, the stars, the rivers flowing with all kinds of fish and sea creatures and plant life. And there on the earth, there were rocks, mountains, tall trees, flowers, and so much more. The second page of your storybook was about Adam and Eve. You learned that God made the very first man and woman, and God made them full-grown people, not little bitty babies. God put breath into Adam, and Adam began to breathe. Then God put Adam to sleep and took one of Adam's ribs and made a woman. Now Adam had a wife. Oh, I like this song, Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, were made in the image of God.
Now Adam, he was the first one around. God made him from the dust of the ground. He gave him a job and He gave him his life, but he didn't yet have a wife.
Oh.
It wasn't good for Adam to be all alone in the garden, you see. So God put Adam in a real deep sleep. He didn't even need to count sheep. God took a rib from Adam's side, formed it real nice, and he made him a bride. When Adam awoke, he was real pleased.
Woo!
That's how the Lord made Eve.
Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the very first people that the world's ever seen. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, we're made in the image of, made in the image of, made in the image of God.
You also learned Adam and Eve sinned by disobeying God, and they had to leave the Garden of Eden. But before they left, God gave them a promise. God promised that one day he would send his son, Jesus, and Jesus would fix that old sin problem so we could live in obedience to God. Well, Adam and Eve left the Garden of Eden. They had children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren until there were so many people in the world.
God created Adam and he took the clay in his hands. He didn't set out to make an angel. He wanted to make a man. He made him a wife and called her Eve, and he gave them a job to do. He said, multiply, 'cause I want to fill the earth with a lot more people like you. God likes people, any shape, any color, any size. You don't have to be an angel to be really special in his eyes. He said it in John 3:16, and he proved it on Calvary too. God likes people, ordinary people, people like me and you. Jesus came to preach and heal back 2,000 years or so. Crowds of people followed him everywhere he'd go, 'cause he took the time to feed the hungry or to bless a child. And lots of good folks even took him home to stay a little while. In his eyes, he said it in John 3:16, and he proved it on Calvary too. God likes people, ordinary people, people like me and you.
But the people became so wicked, so disobedient to God, God said he was going to send a flood and destroy the people. I know, that is so sad. It's like starting the world over. But page 3 of your storybook, you see a picture of Noah, the ark, the rainbow, because Noah and his family were the only obedient people in the whole world. So God told Noah to build an ark for his family and all the animals so they would be safe and not punished when God sent the flood.
God told Noah to build an ark. Build an ark. Build an ark. God told Noah to build an ark for his family.
After the flood, Noah became a grandpa, and later a great-great-great-great-great-great-grandpa. until there were so many people in the world again. But just like the days before the flood, the people were disobedient. God wanted the people to spread out all over the earth, but they were disobedient. They built a city and a tower. You drew that on page 4 of your storybook, the Tower of Babel. God punished them by causing them to speak different languages, and they had to scatter out because they could not understand each other, and they went babbling along.
Tried to do it all on their own, but God said no and sent them babbling on. The Tower of Babel was a man-made tower. They tried to build it with man-made power, but God said no and sent them babbling on. So I built my sent them babbling on. So I built my life with God's own plan. Follow His ways, yes I can, 'cause I don't wanna be babbling on. Oh, what's the matter? But God said no and sent them babbling on. So I live my life with God's own plan. Follow His ways, yes I can, 'cause I don't wanna be babbling on. No, I don't wanna be babbling on.
After the story today, you will draw a picture and add to your storybook. At the top of the page, write Abram, A-B-R-A-M. At the bottom of the page, write number 5 and add your memory verse. Say these 7 words to the boys and girls. Andrew?
By faith, Abraham obeyed and went out.
Your verse is found in Hebrews 11:8.
Story time!
Our story is taken from Genesis chapter 12. Just like in the days of Noah, the people of Abraham's day were disobedient, but God still wanted an obedient people. One day God said to Abram, "Get out of your country and away from your kin folks, and I will show you where I want you to go." Did you hear that? God wanted him to move away, and Abram didn't even know where he was going. Would you do that? Andrew, what was our verse? I don't think Abram was afraid. Lead the boys and girls in our memory verse.
By faith, Abraham obeyed and went out.
On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie.
I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land.
see what else God said. Okay, he told him to leave his people. And then he said, I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great. You will be a blessing. I will bless everybody who blesses you. Abram, in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Wow! Abram, you were a promise.
I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I am a great big bundle of potentiality. And I am learning to hear God's voice, and I am trying to make the right choice. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be. I can go anywhere that He wants me to go. I can be anything that He wants me to be. I can climb the high mountains. I can cross the wide sea. I am a great big promise, you see. I am a promise. I am a possibility. I am a promise with a capital P. I am a great big bundle of potentiality. To hear God's voice, and I am trying to make the right choice. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be. I am a promise to be anything God wants me to be.
All Abram had to do was go, and he would get all of that in return. I have chills just reading it. Wow, what a good deal. Oh, this is so good. Let's read some more. It says, Abram departed and went toward the land of Canaan. What an obedient man he was. Oh, this is so good. Let's read some more. Then it says, God is going to give all of that land to Abram's children, grandchildren, and great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And I've never read in the whole Bible where God changed his mind. Wow, what an inheritance! Boys and girls, can you believe that? Well, what if I told you Abram didn't have any children? Not even one. Do you still believe it? Do you still believe that God would give him and his children? He doesn't even have any children. It's easy to believe what you can see because you can see it. You know it's real. But Abram, he was 75 years old. Would God give him a son even if he is 75 years old? Well, does God keep some of his promises or all of his promises? If you said all of his promises, you are right. So if God keeps all of his promises, Abram and his wife Sarah are going to be parents. But they would have to be patient.
There was a snail called Herbert who was so very slow. He caused a lot of traffic jams wherever he would go. The ants were always getting mad, and the beetles, they would fume. But Herb would always poke along and sing this little tune.
Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
When Herbert was much younger, he often got in trouble. Forgetting that he was a snail, he did things on the double. He'd crash through every spider web, and with crickets he'd collide. Till one day Herbert's father took his speeding son aside.
Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
As you can well imagine, there's a moral to this tale. Some of you may find yourself behind a creeping snail. So if you get impatient and you're easily disturbed, think about this little song and take a tip from her. Have patience, don't be in such a hurry. When you get impatient, you only start to worry. Remember, remember that God is patient too, and think of all the times when others have to wait for you.
He would have to wait 25 years. Abram didn't know that, but he just knew God would keep his promise. It didn't matter how old he was. So Abram waited and waited and kept on obeying God. It just pays to always have patience. Boys and girls, let's bow our head, close our eyes, and pray. Thank you, Jesus. You keep all of your promises. Right now, speak to the brokenhearted people who have been hurt by broken promises made to them by others. Please comfort them. If they have never trusted you for salvation, or if they have strayed, please deal with them to pray to you right now. Because you said you are the way, the truth, and the life. We know without you we lose direction. We believe lies and life has no meaning. But daily living in obedience to you, you prove yourself to be the true and living God who has all power and who will never fail us. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
The tide is swift and you wonder where he's been. Friend, there's never been a moment when his arms weren't reaching out. You can rest assured and be secure, God is moving right now.
Stand still and let God move. Standing still is hard to do. When you feel that you have reached the end, He'll make a way for you. Stand still and let God move. The end will come, but only in God's time. Stand still and let God move. Stand still and let God move.
Andrew, lead the boys and girls in our memory verse.
By faith, Abraham obeyed and went out.
And what is it that you are always going to remember?
Jesus loves me!
Good job! This is Aunt Dee saying goodbye until next time.
Bye, Aunt
Dee. Bye, boys and girls. Aunt Dee Children's presentations are nonprofit. Groups featured on the program were Cedarmont Kids, St. John's Children's Choir, Agape Land, Mary Rice Hopkins, and Jamie Souls.